in eight-player division. In tonight's action, we have North Huron traveling to Weberville. Peck is at Marion in Battle Creek St. Philip against Kingston.
A couple dandies there. Battle Creek St. Philip, we know, is a very good team. Expect them to come out on top, and I'm liking what North Huron's got with a new coach at home. Expect them to go 1-0 to start the season.
And looking on to 11-player division, we had two games take place last night between the Tri-Valley East and the Greater Thumb West. Vassar took on Millington, and unfortunately that was where the action stopped. Millington 55, Vassar 6.
And what can you say? Vassar lost a lot of players last year. They have a lot of unknowns. Clearly, they still have a lot of unknowns. And Millington, good as usual. No surprise there. Millington wins. But the score was very, very outrageous, 55-6.
And Reese takes out Caro 30-0 last night as well, shutting out the Caro Tigers. Reese with already one victory on the season.
That's good. It's obviously a good start for the Reese Rockets. Also, if you remember, Caro did not finish out the season last year. Good to see that their numbers are up. Unfortunately, they did not get in the end zone, but the best thing is they got the program's feet underneath them. Hopefully, they can grow as the season moves on.
Now let's take a look at the other 11-player division games going on tonight. And we will start on the east side of the county as the Bad Axe Hatchets face off with the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Should be a good game. If you remember correctly, Bad Axe wins this game last year. Sort of stuns Harbor Beach a little bit coming off of a good season. Look for Harbor Beach to get that redemption this year at home. Harbor Beach wins this one.
Ubley in USA, of course, our game here. And then we move down to Carrollton, Michigan, as the Sandusky Redskins are traveling south to take on Carrollton.
Don't know a lot about Carrollton. Hopefully Sandusky can continue their high from they had last year and sneak out a victory.
New Haven against Brown City in Brown City.
Brown City is looking to rebuild on last year's season. Look for the home team to get a victory.
Merrill against Marlette in Red Raider country.
Marlette's one of the most interesting teams to talk about in the East because you really don't know what you're going to get. They can be very, very good. They can be very, very bad. You don't know what you're going to get. I'm going to go at home first night of the year. They're going to have their things together. Marlette gets a win.
Here's an interesting one. In Laker country, in Pigeon and Elgin and Bayport, we have the K-Pack crew rolling in, taking on the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
Brennan Wisner is an exceptional athlete at quarterback for Lakers. I expect him to get this season off right with a victory. Look for Lakers to win that game.
And, of course, rounding out our action is from Flint, Michigan. Cass City is traveling south and taking on Flint Hamity.
I like Cass City's chances in this game. They certainly have the potential. We talked about their great backfield on Wednesday night. Look for them to run it right down their throats and get a victory tonight.
And, of course, our game in front of us tonight on the WLAW Sports Network is Ubley Bearcats taking on the USA Patriots. And we'll have all that action coming up as kickoff is in 29 minutes right here on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLAW Sports Network.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means. But there is a way to avoid the Drop Zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no Drop Zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the Drop Zone.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormar grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Listening to the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football in week number one of the MHSA regular season. It's the Ugly Bearcats on the road taking on the Greater Thumb West foe of the USA Patriots. The Orange and Black are looking forward to continue the momentum started last season at the intersection of M19 and Atwater Roads. After falling short of the postseason in both 2013 and 2014, head coach Dave Goffman led his team to their best record since 2011 and first playoff berth since 2012. Goffman enters his sixth season at the helm, with tonight being his 50th game as head coach. Over that time, he has accrued a record of 28-21, a .571 batting average.
You mentioned it, Clark. Coach Goffman's done a really nice job getting the Ubley football team back into the playoffs, which is exactly what the community loves to see. Now, they have positioned themselves as the favorite on the Eastern Conference.
Ubley did lose some key players to graduation, including three-year starting quarterback Jeffrey Wright. He saw limited action on varsity as a freshman and anchored the team for the past three seasons with 16 wins to his credit in that time. However, there's a new play caller under center, and he goes by Matt Mychek.
Excited to meet him, Clark. Very excited player. Should slide into the role of quarterback very nicely. He played some last year as an underclassman. Did a nice job for what the team was looking for. He'll provide speed and power, which suits really well out of the quarterback position while in a running offense. The only question mark is, can he throw the football if they need him to?
What will be beneficial with Matt Mychek finding his sea legs under center tonight and the first half of the season is that he has a talent-loaded backfield. The full house T formation has cemented its into place with the speed and horsepower of four-year varsity starting running back Derek Brown.
Can't say enough about Derek Brown. Last year, just shy of 1,400 yards. He had 15 touchdowns in 10 games. And might I mind you, he's had three seasons now, all three seasons, where he's rushed for at least 1,000 yards in each season. Expect another one. Don't forget about Jonathan Brandle, senior running back. He had 7 carries for 49 yards and 2 touchdowns last year against USA. And Anthony Sweeney plays on the end. He had 225 receiving yards. And don't forget, this is a team that does not throw the football very often, so that's a big number.
The Ugly Bearcats had a highly successful season last year, which ended the regular season winning its last 4 games to clinch a playoff home berth. In that stretch, they blew out rival Harbor Beach 50-18, held Brown City to just 7 points, and posted 40 points against Bad Axe. But they did this with a defense that had memories of yesteryear Ugly football.
They averaged 28.9 points on offense while only allowing 18.5 on defense. And get this, Clark, no one scored more than 28 points in a game on them in the regular season last year.
That's hard to believe.
It's a good number to have. Defense wins games. We know that. It doesn't matter what sport it is, but football is just like the rest. If you can hold teams under 20 points, there's no reason why you can't win a lot of games.
The preseason is always a time filled with high aspirations and even more bold predictions from the media. We will see what kind of team Dave Coffin has put together for us here in week number one. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. We'll break down USA next.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Randy sells bow and arrow packages, crossbows, and performs service on any brand. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns, along with over 1,000 scopes in stock. Don't miss the 24th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m.